Welcome to TGCP Podcasters. This is your host, Joseph McCarthy, speaking. Today we have a few topics to tackle, including Dead Space 3, Call of Duty Revolution DLC, iPad 120GB. Yes, it's been confirmed. I'm going to be talking about it. The rumored PlayStation 4, and finally, some just gaming news. So, start off, we are new. This is going to be the second podcast. You heard the first one from my friend, slash partner, CJ. He talked about Battlefield 3, some other stuff. It was like Scream, Game of the Month, stuff like that. But today we're going to be talking about those specific topics. So, to start off, Dead Space 3. How should I put it? Since the very beginning of Dead Space, it's just been always a great game. I mean, it was one of the most funnest games I have ever played. But there's always a flaw with some games and stuff. With Dead Space, it was just the combat. I don't know why, but with Dead Space 1, combat wasn't that fun. Especially in those close-quartered hallways with the Necromorphs. It was just, no. But, the developers of Visceral, I think that's how you say it, really stepped up with Dead Space 3. It's like way over Dead Space 2. And I don't know how to really put this. It's just so fun. I think I'm going to be getting all the trophies. I'm going to be playing it for months. It's just that fun of a game. It is set on a new planet, as most of you probably know. It's a snowy planet. And basically, you're Isaac Clarke with some pal. I don't remember his name specifically. I haven't gotten the game exactly yet. But you're set on a new planet that was a research planet for a new marker. They found a marker. And we all know the marker is basically the landmark towards the Necromorphs. So, you venture on a journey to find your girlfriend. If you remembered in Dead Space 2, spoiler alert here, but if you remembered in Dead Space 2 at the end, you basically died, escaped from the marker. It was gonna collapse on you. And your girlfriend comes up in a ship and grabs you, and you have to, like, fly out, do button stuff, and get out of there. Well, a few years later, this planet, there's some research group that's gone missing. You have to go find them, blah, 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 blah. But while Descent, Necromorphs attack, something attacks. As I said, I haven't gotten to play it yet. But basically, you get the ship breaks apart. You and your girlfriend are stranded, and so are some of the survivors. So you're on an adventure to find this research group, the marker, and most importantly, your girlfriend. But that's just some storyline there. Gameplay. How should I put it? Fun. Plain and simple. Fun. It's just real fun. You know what? I'm gonna say something. When you guys hear this, post on our, if you want to, like, tweet anything, give us emails. Our email is, of course, tgcppodcaster@gmail.com. But give us an email on your inputs, and what do you think about the game? I mean, it's always nice to hear from an audience. But gameplay, back to what I was saying. Sorry, I got sidetracked there. Gameplay. There's a new mode called, it's a new add-on. It's, weapon design. You get to create your own weapons from pieces you scavenge throughout the game. That is probably one of the newest and most fun parts of this game. You get to sit there and scavenge all these little pieces and parts and then just go to a little bench and put them all together. I mean, what fun is putting together pieces and parts and just, it's fun. I mean, fun. But, shooting and stuff is just, the combat is what's making this game awesome. There's a lot of deja vu in this, like you'll be going to back and forth from places. It can get boring at sometimes, I've heard. But just to close out of this, since we got other stuff to tackle, lasting appeal would be the game is good, alright? I'll do this. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest, 1 being the crappiest, I'll give this game at least a 9.56. You know what? A 9.6. Let's just do that. 9.6. It's just so fun. Please email us with your thoughts of the game, if any of you have pre-ordered it and played it. Tell us how you think the developers should have made it. But, to carry on, next thing is Call of Duty Revolution DLC. Now, I don't own an Xbox. Well, I own an Xbox, but not Call of Duty. I hate to admit it, I don't care for the Xbox. But I own a PS3. And the issue is Xbox gets Call of Duty DLC first before PS3. So, I've been just going off of news articles, YouTube videos, Game Informer, stuff like that, okay? So, Call of Duty Revolution DLC. It's a pretty fun DLC. You get, as usual, in all Black Ops Treyarch type packs, 4 multiplayer maps, 1 zombie. I don't know the specifics for the multiplayer maps, but we're going to be carrying this conversation only on to zombies. Zombies is basically, it's a map in, I think it's China, maybe Japan, I can't exactly remember, but it's on one of those two, and it's 4 towers collapsed by some earthquakes, and, at the beginning, they have a intro, which I think is actually pretty nice. It's a nice, simple little, what do you call it, comic intro. And it shows how, like, they go through this fighting and everything with the zombies, and then they're, like, teleported, actually, and lose their mind, thoughts of what happened before in this. And they're brought back to the beginning. So you start out. There's a lot of, it's very close quarters. It's almost as in Black Ops, if you remember Shangri-La. That was a close quarter game. So this one is just like that. Except way worse. Because you're in towers. You have to jump from building to building. And there's this new piece that you have to create that allows you, it like bends back, and then you're launched to other buildings. That's how you get around, I guess. And that part is, I would have to say the hardest about this, is there's no, like, walkways just to get by that you can open with points. No. You are forced to build this thing, and the only way across different buildings is to use this new device. And I mean, who wouldn't want to use some device to get around from a building? I mean, it's a great idea. I mean, it gives us a challenge. And to be honest, getting to high rounds would be pretty hard. I do think Syndicate, if you guys know him on YouTube, made it to like round 80 or something. I can't remember. But to finish up this, final thoughts on this new piece of DLC. It looks cool. Of course, all Call of Duty stuff usually looks cool. It does have a nice touch to it on like how it's to do with the towers. And I just can't wait for it to come out to PS3. Again, email us, see if leave any comments if you want. Alright, time to switch to the iPad. We have some news. Last month, on January, I believe, 26th or 7th, one of those days, I think it was actually the 25th or 24th, we were confirmed by Apple that the iPad 120GB hard drive, or whatever you call it, flash drive, I can't remember off the top of my head right now, 120GB. If you tell me that's not awesome, you gotta be kidding me. 120GB. You'd have so many apps, it's just pitiful. That's big. And you know how much it's gonna cost? $850 just for a Wi-Fi version. $1,000 for if you get like 3G. That is a bargain. I would buy that. It's supposed to come launched yesterday, actually. It was out yesterday, February 5th. One day after launch. So, not much else to talk on that specifically. If you want to just leave some comments on what you think about the new iPad, if you have bought it. But that's basically it of the iPad portion of this podcast. Let's move on to the PlayStation 4 rumors. Alrighty. So, on February 4th, or 3rd, I believe, a YouTube video or a PlayStation video was released indicating something coming out on February 20th. A lot of us are thinking it is to do with the PlayStation 4. I don't know about you, but I think it could either be some big hit game, it might be something referencing a new game they're creating, or it is PS4. I mean, how simple can it get? But if it is the PlayStation 4, I'm not going to talk much about this. I want you guys to tell me, what would you expect of the PlayStation 4? I want you, the audience, you, the listeners, to tell me and my partner, CJ, what you think this new video could be. And if it is the PlayStation 4, if you think it is, tell me what you expect of it. Do you expect touch screens? Do you expect a little tiny box with, you know, 2 terabytes worth of gig? Tell me. I want to know. It's going to be interesting on your thoughts of this. But that's it of that type of news. Let's continue on to our final portion of this podcast before we say goodbye and night to all of you. Is gaming news. Some new gaming news. Alrighty. So, Xbox 720 has been rumored that there could be this, what do you call it? It's like a Lumini, a new type of Kinect system. And what it does is you set it up in your room. And when you're playing a game, your Kinect, the device, shines the game into your room, creating a much bigger screen. It's been rumored that that'll be for the new Xbox, since Microsoft has announced that they will be showing it at E3. But we don't know if it is just some add-on to the 360. It could be, though, 720 stuff. Now, the next piece of news. Xbox 720 has a rumor has basically arose that it might require internet connection. So you guys out there who can't have internet connection to basically your systems, this will cause some havoc, and I don't think that'll go real well. It'll probably die real soon. But it's saying that it requires online internet connection. But these rumors are still popping up. We don't know if they're true. Leave some comments on what you think. Next piece of gaming news. Apparently, this isn't really gaming news. It's, movie news. Apparently, Amazing Spider-Man 2 is getting a release date soon. It'll be announced soon. And also, we are going to be hearing about what the plot is going to be like, and the trailer will be coming up soon. Moving on, have you guys ever wondered why Microsoft even started making consoles? I mean, why would they even care? Why would it take them all the way from the early 80s all the way up to the 2000s? Once it hit 2000, they were like, we have to create an Xbox. Well, there's a reason behind it. Sony. That was their key reason. Sony and Xbox haven't really been friends or allies ever. They despise each other. And, as all other companies, they're competitive. So, if you have this treaty between someone, you'd expect to, do stuff with them. Sony was asked by Microsoft on, a little treaty to do stuff for fun, create new things, just to have fun. And create systems together. Sony didn't want that. They wanted something to... They didn't want to even deal with Microsoft at all. So, they decided... Microsoft decided to create the Xbox. To get back at Sony. To gain everyone's interest. That really didn't play out well. If you see, the 360 is a big pile of garbage. The PlayStation is really a great console. But you know what the best console is out there? Your PC. Literally. It is the best console. Nothing will ever beat it. So, simple as it'll get. Xbox, you're a piece of crap. PlayStation, you're a very good system. PC, you're the ruler over all gaming devices. Sorry, that's how life goes. But, that's why Microsoft even started making their consoles. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed our second podcast, running around 19 to 20 minutes long. Whew, that's a long time. For me, that is. But, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will be sending tweets out on when our next podcast might be on. We're hoping to start making it so it's an everyday thing, every other day. So I'll do one, then my partner, then me, then CJ, then me, then CJ, that type of thing. And hopefully on weekends we could try to get together and create one together. But hope you guys enjoyed. Please comment. So follow our Twitter account. It's TGCP Podcaster. So just, the number sign. And have a wonderful evening, and hope to see you here again. Night.